in the historical center of St. Petersburg, not far from the Peter and Paul Fortress, rises an Islamic mosque. Its very existence shows the uniqueness of the northern capital, a city of all religions. The question of building the mosque was first raised in 1882, when the Minister of Home Affairs was addressed with a request to which he gave principal consent. Fundraising then started. Apart from bucket collections, lottery tickets, and postcards, however, even state interest-bearing securities were issued. Donations came from all over Russia. Also, a considerable sum was donated by the Emir of Bukhara. The project of the mosque was made by Vasilyev, Kruchinsky, and Gogin. It was based on the look of Central Asian mosques and the tombs of Tamerlane times, particularly the Gur-i-Amir Mosque in Samarkand, where Tamerlane was buried. Nicholas II approved the project, and in February 1910, the mosque was founded. The opening was timed to coincide with the 300th anniversary of the Romanov House in 1913. But that was only the official opening, with the interior design works carrying on for several more years after that. Interestingly, Muslim building traditions are amazingly combined with Northern Art Nouveau architecture in the look of the mosque. The mosque's walls are surfaced with granite, according to the fashion of the times, which gives better lighting for the prayer room. In the dome walls and the drum, there are a lot of windows, which is not characteristic of Eastern architecture either. The dome and both minarets are decorated with bright blue tiles, and the ornamental tiles of the mosque portal are of the same range of colors. The main entrance is decorated, as is common, with quotations from the Quran. On the first floor exists a large room for men to pray, while the gallery on the second floor is built for women, since according to Sharia law, men and women are to pray in separate rooms. On the third floor are rooms made for madrasa classes, where Arabic and Tatar languages and Islamic theory are taught. In the late 1930s, the mosque was closed, and like most of the temples in the city, it was turned into a warehouse. After the Second World War, liturgies for religious Muslims were held in the Tatar section of the Volkovskoy Cemetery. Only in 1956 was the mosque given back to Muslim believers due to insistent requests from the Tatar community. For many years, the St. Petersburg Mosque was the largest on Russian territory, until 1996, when the Juma Mosque was opened in Makhachkala, the capital of Dagestan. Today, the St. Petersburg Mosque is still the largest in Europe, where up to 5,000 people can come to worship at once. Its dome is 39 meters, and the minarets are 48 meters high.